The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to all those who are joining us in person. And a big welcome to all those who are joining us online. It is good to be here together. And together we will experience God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. This is a big day for us here liturgically. It is the baptism of our Lord Sunday. It is the first Sunday after Epiphany, so we have a star we need to talk about, and we have a special tradition that we're going to be starting today, and that is a star gift. And I'll say more later, but there are the words about it describing that are also in the words of the week. And I'll say more about it later. So that is coming up. Of course, star gift is associated with that miracle of the star that the Magi saw. With the Magi followed that star to Christ. And we'll each be getting your own star gift later. And as I said, it's the baptism of our Lord Sunday. And we'll also have baptism. So a big Sunday for us all. And let us begin joyful and glad. Let us begin with the words in our bulletin. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
I invite you all to stand, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation.
Amen.
Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took the light. Through the waters of the flood
you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea you led your people of Israel from slavery into freedom.
By water and your word, you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all.
We praise you for the gift of water that sustains his life, and above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your spirit.
And renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love.
To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
How are you guys doing today? Good. You have matching sweaters, if you haven't seen. So everyone have a good holiday? It's good to be back, and good to have you back. And it's good to be in the new year. And today we start a season of the church called Epiphany. And I've been asking you to pay attention to where the Magi are, journeying around our church, and where can you spot them now? They've arrived. They've they've arrived. Our Magi have come. And we all know the story, right? They're from the east and they see a star. And what does the star do? It's shining. It's brighter than everybody else. So, yes. Yes, yes, it can be a lot of things. It can be a sun, but they see it. But what does the star do? It guides them. It shows them, right? And they follow the star until it comes over the manger, and then they come and they worship Jesus. So the star guides them to Jesus. What do you think guides us to Jesus? Ideas. What so happens today is also a day where we talk about water and baptism. And this water guides us to where Jesus is. So I want you to follow the water now to where Jesus is. Are you ready? You're going to like this or not. Okay, so tell me, where is the water? Where's the water? It's on you, yes, and the water guides you to Jesus. Jesus is in you and with us. So let us count it through and bring our hands together. 1, 2, 3. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for being with us.
Amen.
Our first reading this morning is written in the book of Genesis, chapter 1. Now hear the word. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep. While a wind from God swept over the face of the waters, then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. There was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And our psalm this morning is...
We'll be singing the psalm this morning.
Oh,
it's
on
page 5 of your bulletins. I'll begin with the light print. Please follow and join with the dark print. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due God's name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of thunder.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. Bursts forth in lightning flashes.
The voice of the Lord shakes.
voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe and strips the forest bare. And in the temple of the Lord, all are crying glory. Give strength to your people. Give them, O Lord, the blessings of peace.
Our second reading this morning is a reading from Acts. Hear now the word. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said to them, "Into what then were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came down upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart, and the Spirit descending like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Today is rich in symbols and meaning. So many symbols, we might even say that we're kind of drowning in all the symbols today. So I guess part of the journey today is to ask and understand how we relate to all these symbols. They are, on one hand, comforting familiar. And on the other hand, we ask deeper questions. What do these things mean? And as we try and make sense of a star, of water, and baptism, let me invite you into another story. And it's not a true story. It's not my story, so don't tell. But a parent puts their child to bed, and it is a stormy, cold night, and there's lightning outside, and the lightning, of course, scares our poor child. She immediately comes out of her bedroom and runs to her parents and says, "It is storming, I'm scared." The parent says, "You're okay, just trust God, everything will be all right, go back to sleep." So the child goes back into her bed, sits down, and then another terrible, loud lightning crash hits. Jumps her out of bed. She is even more scared than she was before. And she comes running back to her parent and says, "I'm really scared." And the parent once again says, "Ah, but just trust God. It will all be all right." But our child is smart now. And she says, "But Daddy, right now, I need something with skin on it." She needs a hug. She needs some comfort. She needs a physical connection. And my friends, we are all like that. We need physical connection. Shake of a hand, a pat on the back when you have a good job done to you. A kiss, a hug from a friend or a loved one. These all have meaning because they are connected to something that is physical. They're beyond just words. And on the heels of Christmas, this Christmas miracle is that God comes down into the world, into what is real and is here present with us in physical things. In Christmas, we call this incarnation. But this is also how God always moves. God moves through that which is real. And so God, when Jesus was establishing the church, he gave the church some commands, some things that the church is to do. It is to baptize, and it is to share a meal. And we call these two things sacraments. And a sacrament is what we just described. It's commanded by God. It is a promise of grace attached to it. And it is something physical. It's bread. It is wine. It is water. And it's not that it's just physical, though. It's not just bread and wine. It's bread and wine that have attached to it a promise of God. And the promise says, A, I am here, and B, I am here for you. And this morning, we have that special sacrament of baptism. And if we want to dwell a moment on the meaning of water, we might even begin to scratch the surface of this mystery that we are about to behold. But my friends, imagine water for a moment. And the depths and the mystery of what water truly is. You know, yourselves are 65% water. The person sitting next to you is 65% water. And if you go down that street and encounter a total stranger, they're also 65%. But it's even bigger than that, because if you look at our planet, 71% of its surface is water. We call it Earth, but you would be more accurate to call it ocean. And of that 29%, which is dry land. Water remains so important that 95% of all the population of the earth lives within 10% of that land. And that land is connected to a source of water. I invite you, next time you go flying anywhere, you look out the window and you will notice the vast majority, 95% of what you will see is vast, empty space with no human inhabitation. We can only live near water. We need water. And we read in our creation story how God, when God creates the heavens and earth so that God can be one with heaven and earth, water is there in the beginning. You know, as God didn't create the water, it was already there. And in that mass abyss of water, the Spirit moves. The Spirit is moving in those waters. And in the waters at the depths of your soul, the Spirit is there moving. And so our sacrament this morning is a water where we encounter water. And of all that mystery that maybe we just scratched the surface of, we can also speak of baptism as a washing, as a dying, as a new life, as forgiveness, as salvation. And all those other symbols and metaphors come down to one reality, that in this water, we are united to Christ. United to Christ. That is the promise here. And that is a union far truer and deeper than any other union that we will experience in this world. Martin Luther will say, your union with Christ is closer to glue than even your own spouse. It is that new. And not only are we united to Christ, but in these waters, we die with Christ. That is this whole movement into the water or the water over you signifies that you die with Christ so that upon coming out of the waters, you know that you have risen in the resurrection with Christ. These are statements of truth about who we are. We are people united to God through Christ. People who have died with Christ. And people who have risen and will rise again with Christ. For we are in Christ. And that, my friends, is that guiding principle, that star in the sky telling us in our life who we are, who our foundations are, and to whom we go to. We are from God. We are traveling as sojourners in this world, back to God. And so we encounter our sacraments all through this church. And most often we have our baptismal font at the beginning of the church, at the entrance of the sanctuary. And we invite you, when you enter into the sanctuary, to stop and ponder this moment of grace. That this is who you are, united to Christ. And then we come together and we worship together, remembering the great things that God has done. And then we go to a meal, where once again, God is here, God is present. We reach, we touch, we grasp. Because all in life, we can doubt that we believe. We can doubt whether or not we have enough faith, whether we understood it. We can doubt whether we repented enough. But you can never doubt that this water splashed you. You cannot doubt that you hold in your hand bread and that you just drank water. that is there so we can cling to this promise of God, that God is here for us all, in us and with us. Amen.
Amen.
As we celebrate Christ embodied in human form, we pray for God's blessing on the church, the world, and all of creation. Inspire wisdom and a spirit of proclamation in your church, God of forgiveness. Uplift leaders to share the truth of your word in community. Encourage us to live into the promises of baptism, working for justice and peace in all the world. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Renew your creation, God of thunder and mighty waters. Restore the rivers in which your children are baptized. May fields flourish and grow. Summon the stewards and caretakers of the land to cherish your good works. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Give strength to your leaders, God, who is present in every country and community. Raise up leaders committed to equity and healing. Grant them discernment and compassion as they lead in love. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Protect and cherish the most vulnerable among us, God of strength. Accompany those separated from family or hurting from broken relationships. Shelter our unhoused neighbors and any experiencing poverty. Protect the incarcerated in prisons and detention centers. Care for the sick and suffering, especially Aaron, Kevin, Kelly, Clifford, Madeline, Karen, Colin, Joe, Susan, David, Fran, Meredith, Helen, Olga, Judy, the victims of the wars in Ukraine and Israel Hamas war, earthquake victims in Morocco, St. Timothy Church, and recovery efforts in Maui. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Encourage this congregation, God who calls and sends disciples. Guide us in accompanying, learning from, and serving our neighbors on the margins, following the example of Jesus. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Trusting the assurance of the Holy Spirit, we remember all who have died and rest in God's care. Give hope to those who grieve, even as we rest in your eternal promise of resurrection. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Knowing the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we offer these prayers and the silent prayers in our hearts in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I invite Mike Rawls and Randy to come forward. God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us new birth into a living hope through the sacraments of baptism. By water and the word of God, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with all the baptized into one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit and joined in God's mission for the life of the world. Who presents Mike for baptism?
I present Mike Rawls for baptism.
Mike, called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to be baptized by Christ?
I do.
And people of God, these are all promises we make. So do you promise to support Mike and pray for him?
We do.
Like I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God, the powers of the world that rebel against God, and the way of sin that draws you away from God? If so, say, I renounce them.
I renounce them.
And together now, let us say together, answer these questions. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Let us pray together. Holy God, mighty Lord, and gracious Father, we give you thanks for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters and you created heaven and earth. By the gift of water you nourished and sustained us and all living things.
Blessed be God now and forever.
By the waters of the flood you condemned the wicked and saved those whom you had chosen, Noah and his family. You led Israel by the pillar of cloud and fire through the sea, out of slavery into the freedom of the promised land.
Blessed be God, now and forever.
In the waters of the Jordan, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection, your beloved son was set free from the bondage to sin and death and has opened the way to the joy and freedom of everlasting life. He made water as a sign of the kingdom and of cleansing and rebirth. In obedience to his command, we make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God now and forever.
Pour out your Spirit so that those who are here baptized may be given new life. Wash away the sin of all those who are cleansed by this water, and bring them forth as inheritors of your glorious kingdom. To you be given praise and honor and worship through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Mike, I baptize you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Cleanse them from sin and raise them to eternal life. Mike, with the gift of your, with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence, be with you both now and forever.
Amen.
Mike, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked the cross of Christ forever.
Amen.
We take this candle and light it, our Christ candle, and we give it to you now. This candle will be a reminder that the light of Christ is in you. So let your light so shine before others that may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let us welcome the newly baptized.
We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all the world.
May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ. Invite us all now to stand as we receive our offering. Let us pray. Blessed are you, Holy One, for all good things come from you in bread and cup. You open to us. Meet us at this table that we receive what we seek and follow your Son, Jesus, in whose name we pray.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned into wine, he revealed your glory. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy,
darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promises to your people. And blessed are you in the prophets, hopes, and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of our faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. remember our new birth in his death and resurrection, and we look with hope for his coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as our Savior taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You may be seated. These are the gifts of God for all the people of God. And everyone here is welcome and invited to come forward to this table and receive the blessings. We ask in a moment when the usher comes that you go in from right to left. And you can encounter this moment either standing or kneeling. And in addition, as I also said, you will also be offered this star gift. And this is, again, to connect us to that star which guides us to Christ. On this star will be a word. You don't get to cheat and pick the word. Just reach in and grab the word. And may this word be a way of a tool for meditation and prayer and guidance and meaning for this year to come. As we ask, where might the Spirit be moving me? Where might the Spirit be moving us all? For God is here, and this is the table for all people. Amen.
Thank you.
And may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Dear God, giver of everything, Christ's body is our food, and we are Christ's body. Raise us to life by your power, for the benefit of all, and to your glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Now we have a moment, we would just pause for any announcements.
Meeting is at 3:30 this coming Thursday, not 4 o'clock. And if one of your New Year's resolutions is to get more involved in social ministry, I'd love to see you at a meeting. The second announcement is that we are starting our 3-month campaign to donate jewelry, buttons, findings, earrings, watches, jewelry boxes, whatever, to be jeweled, which is the annual fundraiser for a food share of Lincoln County. We've done this for many years now. I've put a card on the basket in the narthex by the refreshment table, and just any used jewelry or even broken jewelry, they take anything you have, just put it in the basket by the end of March, and we'll take it over, and they will get things ready for their May sale. And all the money goes to Lincoln, the food chair of Lincoln County, to buy food for those in need. Thank you.
Just one, that we're going to have an annual meeting on the fourth Sunday of this month, so be prepared for that.
Yes, annual meeting on the 28th. We'll have our annual meeting immediately after worship, and then go downstairs to eat and have a celebration. No, okay. So I got to just have a real bit, because I forgot to mention it before. So the Star Wars are out front. If you know that someone is connected to you that wants one, you may take it, but you cannot exchange your So this is really a meaningful practice that a lot of liturgical churches that are incorporating. And it was very meaningful to me when I was working in prison. You know, I'd actually take this star and I'd put it in my inside coat pocket next to my heart, because it was reminding us well in the mystery of this word, and how might God be moving me in relation to this word in the coming year. I kept it on my coat pocket because, of course, in Seattle, you wore that coat for 1 week, except for 1 week out of the whole year, so it was always with me.
It turned red.
So we just invite you into this mystery of prayer and coming. And now I invite you to prepare